You want to have someone with a good, solid resume as a professional trader. That's number one. Number two, don't get so keyed up about how much money they've made. And the reason is because however they made their money might not be a way that you can make your money. They might have been a trader who takes risks that are way beyond your risk parameters. They might happen to be a guy that just has a much higher mathematical skills than you, and their style really, really is keying on some mathematical figures. They might have just, you know, a different capital allotment. There's a lot of things that can be different between you and that person, why their style worked for them but won't work for you. So you want to be very cautious as to not getting wrapped up in what he's done, but finding out what his students have done.
That makes a lot of sense.
So instead of saying, hey, how much money do you make? I mean, because when I tell people, like, from my own personal account, my percentage return, I don't even want to tell them because they won't believe me. They won't even believe me. So I just say, look, I do really well on my personal account. If you want to look at it, you look at it. But you know what? You're not going to believe it. So why don't you do this? You know, instead of worrying about how I trade, why don't you find out how all my students have been doing? Because that's the real factor. That's what you really want to look at. I could be the greatest trader in the world and the lousiest teacher. I can also be a good trader and a good teacher. That's going to be better for you. Having a guy that's a good trader and a good teacher, as opposed to the greatest trader in the world and a horrible teacher. So you want to look for how do the students of that person, how do they do?
Now, in this world, we usually, not always, get what we pay for. And quality education is probably going to command a higher price. Is it really worth it? How do I measure the value of that?
Here's an example. I had a guy who actually, his lawyer contacted me and wanted to ask some questions about something that his client had learned and something that happened to his client. And what happened was his client had learned from a very well-known, very large option training firm. And in the course of teaching him something, they forgot to mention a situation that's a very rare situation. I mean, albeit it's rare, but they didn't mention it. And they gave him the indication that this certain trade didn't have a risk that was associated. And he went ahead and I think he spent a total of, 10 grand on his education, which sounds like a lot, but unfortunately it was with the wrong company. He spent 10 grand on his education and in one trade, on a trade that he was taught was, there was no other associated risks, he lost $52,000.
Ouch. So the market can teach you, but it'll be a much more expensive way to learn.
You know what? And you never know how much it is. See, I mean, at least if you're going to take a good class and you say, okay, this guy wants $5,000 for his class. I looked at his resume. He is a top-notch trader who is a professional trader for many years. I've talked to some of his students and read some of the testimonials. And this guy here, and this guy here, and this guy, there's so many of them, they're all singing his praises. I'm going to go and see if he does any free events. I go to one of his free events and I say, wow, this guy knows his stuff. He's able to teach it. I understood what he was talking about. He broke it down simple. This is a guy I want to go with. But you know what? That $5,000 is perfect because you know it's only going to be $5,000. When the market teaches you, we're not sure what your bill's going to be. And the problem is do you understand how many lessons there are to learn? If you're learning and the market's teaching you at 50,000 a clip, and that's what lesson one is, and you're looking down the line to lesson 968, it's going to get costly. And you don't know how much money it's going to cost you. And it's normally way more than you ever thought you would spend. So you're better off learning first rather than going ahead and just letting the market tell you how to do it.